Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's abridged scripture reading is from the 29th chapter of Deuteronomy. These are the words of the covenant which the Lord commanded Moses to make with his sons of Israel in the land of Moab, besides the covenant which he had made with them at Horeb. And Moses summoned all Israel and said to them, "You have seen all that the Lord did before your eyes in the land of Egypt to Pharaoh, and all his servants and all his land, the great trials which your eyes have seen, those great signs and wonders. Yet to this day the Lord has not given you a heart to know, nor eyes to see, nor ears to hear. I have led you 40 years in the wilderness. Your clothes have not worn out on you, and your sandal has not worn out on your foot. You have not eaten bread, nor have you drunk wine or strong drink, in order that you might know that I am the Lord your God. When you reached this place, Sihon, the king of Heshbon, and Og, the king of Bashan, came out to meet us for battle, but we defeated them, and we took their land and gave it as an inheritance to the Reubenites, the Gadites, and the half-tribe of the Manassites. So keep the words of this covenant to do them, that you may prosper in all that you do. You stand today, all of you, before the Lord your God, that you may enter into the covenant with the Lord your God, and into his oath which the Lord your God is making with you today, in order that he may establish you today as his people, and that he may be your God, just as he spoke to you and as he swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Now not with you alone am I making this covenant and this oath, but both with those who stand here with us today in the presence of the Lord our God, and with those who are not with us here today. For you know how we lived in the land of Egypt, and how we came through the midst of the nations through which you passed. Moreover, you have seen their abominations and their idols of wood, stone, silver, and gold, which they had with them, so that there will not be among you a man or woman, or family or tribe, whose heart turns away today from the Lord our God, to go and serve the gods of those nations, that there will not be among you a root bearing poisonous fruit and wormwood. Verse 29. The secret things belong to the Lord our God, but the things revealed belong to us and to our sons forever, that we may observe all the words of this law.
We just heard in today's scripture passage that Moses gathered the people together so the entire nation could enter into a covenant with God. But he didn't begin the way we might expect, with details of the oath, what the people must do, what the Lord would do, or the consequences of faithfulness or unfaithfulness. Instead, Moses began by reminding the people of all that God had already done. Oh, the things they had seen with their own eyes, the things they had touched with their hands and tasted with their lips. God had entered their lives in tangible, unmistakable ways, and because of these experiences and memories, they knew and could say, "The things revealed belong to us and to our children forever, that we may follow all the words of this law." Today, it's still true that those of us who are believers gain confidence in God and trust for the future when we remember what He's already done in our life. But holding tightly to these memories can be harder than it sounds. What are the stories of your faith and your family? How and when has God met you, led you, fed you? Let's find ways to tell these stories to ourselves, our children, and our children's children.